Hello, ladies, and welcome to the Money Honey Challenge Day 4. By now, you've already done lots of work on improving your relationship with money and overcoming limiting beliefs about money that don't serve you. Now, between today and tomorrow, we're going to work on raising your wealth consciousness right up so you can receive all the money you desire with ease. And today, your task is very simple, but of course, it doesn't mean it's any less powerful. Your challenge today is to read or reread The Science of Getting Rich by Wallis D. Wattles. Now, this classic, published in 1910, has got all the wisdom you'll ever need to become financially, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually wealthy. This tiny book has been a major inspiration for Rhonda Byrne's best-selling book and film, The Secret. And for me, personally, this book is like a little Bible. I credit reading this book regularly hugely for my recent financial breakthroughs. And if you're interested to know what I mean regularly, nowadays I read parts of this book practically every day. You see, every time I read this book and contemplate on the ideas in the book, I get a new level of understanding, a new level of awareness. And that's precisely what increasing wealth consciousness is about. It's about being aware just how bloody powerful creators we are. It's about knowing that there is no lack and acknowledging this as a personal truth. It's about stepping into your creative mode. So there's no worksheet today. All I would like you to do is to read The Science of Getting Rich. Now, don't worry if you read this book before. Read it again. And when you read it, feel every word. Read it like it was written personally for you. And it is given to you now because you're 100% ready for it. Contemplate on the ideas in the book and highlight what resonates with you and make it your own. Now, while The Science of Getting Rich is a rather short read, still, I appreciate that not all of you will have time to finish all of the book today. Still, give it a good go. And at the end of the day, pop into the freaking amazing group and share your favorite excerpt from the book. And of course, it goes without saying that I'll encourage you to finish the book and read and read and reread the book over and over again in the future. Internalizing the wisdom from this book definitely works for me, and I truly believe that it will work for you too. So until tomorrow, bye-bye.